Okay, today we're going to continue in the 11th parak of Maseches Trumos, and we are learning today Mishnayos Hey and Vav. So it says Mishnah Hey, Garine Truma, if you have seeds of Truma, Bizman Shu Mechanson, if the Kohen gathers them and collects them in order to be able to eat them later on, meaning he treats them as edible food, then Asuros, then even though Mitaraisa, they're not really Truma, because seeds are not food, but since the Kohen is treating it as food, the Rabbanan made a din that we should treat it like Truma, because people will confuse it for real truma, since it looks like truma, because of the way the Kohen is treating it, it's like truma. But vimishlichan, but if he throws them out, then mutaros, and they're going to be mutar because the seeds are being thrown away as garbage, and therefore no one is going to think that it's the same thing as as truma. The Mefarshim will point out that we're talking that seeds are somewhat edible. If the seeds are not edible at all, if they're hard like a rock, they're indigestible, even though the Kohen may decide, I'd like to eat these things, that doesn't matter. That doesn't make a difference. Those are not considered to be actual food. We have a similar distinction about whether you collect things to save them or you throw them out in the following context. V'chein atzmos hakachim, if you have bones of karbanos, b'zman shehu mechantzon asurin. So if the person who's eating the karban saves the bones and wants to eat them, then they're going to be usher, because the meaning by usher we mean they're going to be have the same din as kachim. So if it's supposed to be eaten within shnei yamim v'layla echad, meaning if the basar of the carbon is supposed to be eaten within shnei yamim v'layla echad, then these bones also, and if the basar becomes nosar, it's going to have to be burnt. So these bones also will have to be burnt. V'mishlichan mutarin, but if you throw away the bones, then they're mutar. Then they're not going to be subject to any of the restrictions that you would normally apply to the meat. Hamorsan mutar, if you have bran of truma, that's mutter for someone who's not a Kohen, because it's not food, it doesn't have the din of Truma. Subin shal chadashos asuros, but if you have fine bran that came from fresh grain of Truma, that's going to be usher to anyone who's not a Kohen, because even though the bran itself isn't Truma, but this is connected with flour, and the flour is Truma. Vishal yishanos mutaros, but if it's older and it's less moist, it's more dried out, so then it's not going to be connected with the flour, then it's going to be mutter. Vinoig b'truma b'kederuk shunoig b'chulin, a Kohen can treat truma grain the same way he treats chulin grain, meaning you could sift out the bran from your truma grain and throw out the bran, because the bran is really not truma. Hamasalis kavukabayim l'sav. A Kohen takes flour from the bran that has been removed and sifts it until he's left with one or two kava, fine flour from a sav, regular flour. Lo ya'abed es hashar. He's not allowed to destroy the rest of the flour, because that's just lesser quality flour. It's still truma. He has to put it in a safe place. So even though the Kohen, this particular Kohen, is mafunuk and he only eats very fine flour, but still the other stuff is still meichel, it's still flour. So therefore, it still has kedushas truma. Mishnah Vav, megura shepina mimenuchite truma. If there's a storage room where you cleared out truma wheat and there's kernels still on the floor, ein mechayven osodios yoshev malake tachas achas. You don't have to go sit on the floor and pick out each kernel one by one. El mechayven kedarka, you sweep it out the way you normally would. Venosin until chulin, and then you could start keeping chulin in the room. You don't have to clean out every last drop of truma. Then you could rely on bittel. As we know, truma is batel mida oraisa in rov, but midraban you need a 100-to-1 ratio, and over here you have way more than a 100-to-1 ratio anyway. But you know, the rabban probably weren't misakin for this kind of case that you even need a 100-to-1 ratio. You cleaned it out, so that's all you could do. So even though generally speaking, ein mevat l'nisur l'chachila, you're not allowed to be mevatel nisur l'chachila. You're not allowed to normally take truma and mix it in with chulin. But over here, you're not being mevatel yisur. You're just filling your storage room with chulin. You're not trying to be mevatel the truma. You just want to be able to use the storage room without driving yourself crazy to find every last tiny little kernel of grain, which would be extremely tedious to do. So that's why it's not called a violation of ein mevatel nisur l'chachila. So again, to quickly review what we learned today. today. In Mishnah Hey, we learned that truma seeds that are somewhat edible, and for that matter, kachem bones that are somewhat edible, whether they have the din of truma and kachem respectively, depends on how you treat them. If you want to eat them, your machansan, then they do have those dinim of kedusha. But if you throw them out, they don't have those dinim of kedusha. And we learned that bran, if it's not mixed with any flour, it's just pure bran, does not have the kedusha of truma. But if it's mixed with some sort of flour, then it does have truma. And if a kohen is a mafunuk and he likes very, very fine flour, so he resifts and resifts his flour, so not only is the product of the very fine flour going to have kedushas truma, but even the stuff that he sifted out has kedushas truma, and he has to put it b'makom hamotzna. And then in Mishnah Vav, we learned that if you clear out a storage room of truma, you don't have to pick out every last kernel. You can sweep it out the way you would normally sweep out a storage room, and then you can already put chulin into that room. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Zayin.